I love my church.
I love my church.
I love my church.
Because of the emphasis on evangelism and outreach.
I know that whatever I need in life, I can find with my friends here.
Because it's filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and that's what the pastor preaches, and I love it.
Because I can find all I need for life here.
Because the people are just so loving and caring.
I love my church.
I love my church.
I have more friends than I can ever think possible here, but they're closer than friends because we have a certain unity.
Because of family. I don't have any family that lives in the area, but here, this church is family.
When I look on the wall and see all the candles, I know this is where I belong because this is a church who cares about outreach.
In the young adult group, it is a big family opportunity. When we have Easter or we have Thanksgiving, we like to call it family time, if you will. And it's just a great time where we can all get together.
Because of the music. It's several different styles. I like them all.
I just feel so super accepted here, and it doesn't even matter, you know, where, what walk of life you are from.
And God is just ever present in all that we do.
That's why I love my church.
I thought this was pretty interesting, if I can share this with you. I thought this was just a great story. I got this from a man who attends our church. He said, "Hi, Pastor, I thought you might enjoy this. As I was wearing our new t-shirts, I love my church, someone stopped me in Lewisburg and asked me what church I belong to. I was happy to say Christ Wesleyan. They asked where it was, and they are new to the area. They asked a little bit about our church. I told them how incredible it was, from our pastor staff to the kids' programs and our incredible network of praying teams. They said they would be delighted to stop by our church some Sunday for a service. I hope that they see that I hope that seeds that I planted work. Just thought I would share with you. It's an amazing how a t-shirt sparked a conversation into someone asking about church." So it's kind of cool how God works and uses things to be able to touch lives and puts us right in the right place to help make a difference. And so I would encourage you to be thinking about how God can be able to use your life to make a difference and to help someone. This morning, as I said, this evening, our celebration, both this morning and tonight, is all about what God has done. And please understand, it's not what we do, it's what God does through us. And so I'm not trying to, even when we say, "I love my church," we're trying to not just brag. That's not the idea. It's that we are grateful for what God has done and for what he continues to do. And I want to be a part. Amen. Thank you. I want to be a part of a church that is alive, for one. I want to be a part of a church that is seeing people come to Christ and lives be changed. I want to be a part of a church that prays and that is seeing prayers be answered on a regular basis. To me, church is not a club. It's not something we come and just make each other feel good about, or we are exclusive in the sense of who we are. Church is an inclusive body. Some people have asked, "Well, would you have this kind of a person attending your church?" And I would say, I hope so. No matter what their situation, no matter what their sin, no matter what their background, I would hope so, because that's what the church is all about. It's reaching people with the gospel of Christ and transforming lives. So this morning, I want to share with you a bit of the way God has worked through your lives during the past year. You would have this in your bulletin, and that's going to be what I'm going to be following along with as I would share with you this morning what's in God's heart. And this could really be subtitled, "Why I Love My Church," because you love the church because of the way God is working and what he's doing as a result. And so let me share several things about what is in God's heart. First of all, God's heart is for leaders who will seek after him. As I reflected on this question, what's in God's heart, my mind was flooded with thoughts. This morning at Meadowbrook Christian School, Legacy Breakfast, which was a week ago, I was reminded of God's heart. A brief conversation with our district superintendent, Anita Eastlack, brought back thoughts of the heart of God for Christ Wesleyan in Milton. The scripture says in Samuel, "But now your kingdom must end, for the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. The Lord has already appointed him to be the leader of his people." I really believe that God engineers leaders and puts them in place. And whether or not it's from pastoral leadership all the way down to whatever leadership that God has put you in place, he wants to use your life to make a difference in this world. And that's why I think it's so important for us to understand that. Just over 100 years ago, it was in God's heart to start a church in Milton on Center Street. A few years later, God desired to start a school for ministry training in Milton. Thus, the church in Milton became the foundation of a college that would be moved to Allentown years later. This information was only recently realized by any one of us. Many of the leaders across the Wesleyan Church were trained and prepared for ministry at that Bible college. The Milton Church went through a lot of struggles, but ultimately it reached a very low point in the 60s, and it was ready to be closed as they found themselves financially in the red, incapable of digging out of the pile of debt. It was at that time when intervention from a district superintendent happened. He believed God wanted a church to remain in Milton, and they decided to pay the debts of the church. That leader was J.R. Mitchell, a former district superintendent of Penn, Jersey, and he was the one who persuaded Russell Pop Davis to come to pastor at the Milton Church. The church continued on a lot of changes through the 21 years of ministry of Russell and Francis Davis. In reflection, it's noteworthy that Pop and Mom Davis both attended that same college in Allentown that had its roots in Milton. Now, isn't that like, you kind of see the engineering. Don't you love seeing the engineering of God, how God continues to work? It's always amazing to me when I can stand back and see. When Sharon and I began our ministry in Milton in 1981, we had no idea that we would spend a lifetime in Milton. To be very honest, I was even advised against spending too much time here by one of my respected leaders. Funny how God works in our hearts, in our lives. When God's heart began to prompt my heart to begin a Christian school, it began with the full support of Pop Davis, as he had the heart and desire for school for a few years earlier. In 1982, after prayer and a lot of hard work, we opened the doors of Meadowbrook Christian School. Sharon and I were both fully invested in seeing Meadowbrook grow and reach our community educationally and spiritually. Interestingly enough, some of the first teachers hired at Meadowbrook were Bruce and Tracy Ream and Brian Ream, all having been trained for ministry at United Wesleyan College in Allentown. So it's kind of like, wow. In fact, I don't know if they're in this area. Are Bruce and Tracy or Brian, are any of those in this service? Well, they have family members in this service. Why don't you stand? These are their Bruce and Tracy's, two of their children. And would you just let them thank their parents? Thank you. I could tell you stories about those early days, which are rather nightmarish, but we were on a shoestring budget. It was very, very challenging. Each of our teachers made $6,000 a year, and it was just, it was really pretty incredible. The sacrifice that was made for all of those that were here, we were all working below poverty, but God provided, and he worked through all that was done and did some pretty awesome things. And praise God, Bruce and Brian continued to serve after 33 years. So the rebirth of an education center at Christ Wesleyan came about through the same root system that had started the original education center in Milton many years earlier. Although United Wesleyan College closed in Allentown, it was still in God's heart to have a teaching center in Milton, and God never gave up. The beginning of Meadowbrook became a very integral part of the growth of Christ Wesleyan. Within 5 years, the Meadowbrook's enrollment had exceeded the size of the church population. Christ Wesleyan became known as the church where Meadowbrook was located. In fact, at times we were even called Meadowbrook Church. God's heart for using education to make a difference in our world continued to impact Christ Wesleyan. If you came to Christ Wesleyan through Meadowbrook, or you have children or have family who has attended Meadowbrook, would you stand? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's been a very interesting way that God has engineered all that and has worked. Let me say this. There are 261 families in Meadowbrook, 330 students, 19 school districts, 6 counties, 64 churches represented, 8,274 lunches that have been served. And we are grateful for its influence and its ministry that has been ongoing. This really is an outreach ministry to each of those that we serve. And we are heavily invested as a church in Meadowbrook, but we believe in its mission and the difference that it's making in each of those as a result. And so we are so proud of our earliest and largest ministry, now reaching 330 students, 6 counties, 19 school districts, and 64 churches. Could you just express appreciation for that? A great thanks goes to Rod and Melissa Bachman for their incredible leadership and the role model they set in ministry as well. God's heart is to seek those who are fully committed to him. And that's what God really is seeking after. And the scripture says, the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. And so I feel that's a challenge for every one of us when we are fully committed to seeking after God and to following him. What a difference it can be able to make as well. The merger of the Pilgrim Holiness Church and the Wesleyan Methodist Church in 1968 brought about the Wesleyan Church. Each of these groups brought strengths into the relationship. There was the strength of social ministries combined with a holiness message to transform lives. One brought a passion for Christian education. The other brought a passion for missions. I'm grateful to say that we reflect both of those passions as well as a desire to bring transformation to our world in the social aspects. This year, in addition to our well ministries that are reaching our community, we also added a wellness care director to assist us in building our support ministries and community awareness and counseling. All these ministries are assisting us in the mission of reaching our world. God's heart is fully reflected in the lives of those who serve at Christ Wesleyan. It's evident in the team working here, as well as the volunteers who come alongside to carry the ministry. And for each of our team members on staff, ministry is a partnership. It involves more than just a 40-hour work week. It involves our lives and is fully a calling. For this reason, I want to say a special thanks to all of those partners who support our team members. If you you are one of the partners of a team member on staff, would you stand? I think we have a number. If you are one of the partners of one of the team members on staff, and could you express appreciation? Yes. thank you. Pastor Ken and Loretta are both on staff, so they're partners together. But I would especially like to thank my partner of 35 years of marriage and my 34 years of ministry as we have shared it together. Would you stand, Sharon, please? Thank you. It's been an interesting ride and journey as we have worked together. She did not marry a person who was in ministry, but it had been in her heart that she wanted to think about marrying a pastor. She had no idea that the person that she married would become a pastor, and then she would then share in the interesting journey that we have been through in ministry. God's heart is for those who will reach the lost, and here's what we'll see. Every number has a name. Every name has a story, and every story matters to God. We need to find what is the purpose. Why does God want to work through our lives? What is the body of Christ all about? What is the church all about? What should we be doing? What does God want to do through my life? am I making a difference in the lives of those in my world? Amen. You want to celebrate that? Amen. Pretty exciting. Great opportunity. We'll try to post that on Facebook, and then you can be able to share it with others as well, what God has been doing and some of the ways that God is working. So we're thankful for that. As we would look, God's heart is to reach those who will reach the lost, that they might come to know him. As surely as I live, says the Lord, Sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live. Time continues to reveal God's heart to us and through us. And for this, we are grateful. Christ Wesleyan has continued to seek after God's heart and has continued to develop ministries to make that difference. Some of these ministries are non-traditional, but it's been exciting to see them develop. Our Hispanic ministry, they have been able to see an average of 49 in worship. That's happening right now. And so we are praising God for that. And as a direct result of this ministry, 25 people have accepted Christ. And so that's exciting for us to be able to see. Thank you for your support of the Hispanic ministry and the way God is working through that. They come over, many of those who are in our Hispanic ministry come here, second service. They have a translator, and they can wear an in-ear kind of device that can help them be able to hear it in Spanish. So although we're speaking in English, they have someone who translates, and so they'll hear the service in Spanish. And so that's a great opportunity for us to be able to help make that kind of difference. A lot of people are involved in that. In our second service also, we have an interpretation for the deaf. And that happens right over here in the front. And so we are grateful for those kinds of opportunities that are helping us to be able to make a difference in our world as well. We can see the well transactions. Our Well Coffee House had 48,000 transactions representing frequent guests as far away as Benton, Middleburg, Williamsport, Trout Run, and Lower Schuylkill County. These people come on a regular basis, driving here to the well because of a lot has to do with our playland that we have for kids. WellFit had nearly 2,200 people pass through their doors for a variety of events. 2,200 people that pass through those doors. Now, some may be multiple, but as we can look at this, and let me say, what we were intending to do when we built this whole area of ministry is we wanted to reach people. We wanted to do things we've never done before and to reach people we've never reached before. And let me say, this is really a population group that has never been reached before. And they're coming from all over for some of our events and recreational kinds of opportunities. It's been exciting. Let me say also that our bookstore, one of their primary things that they sell is Bibles. And Priscilla does an incredible job. And so if you want to pick out the best Bible for someone, she really has it right there. It has, and this is not bragging, this is just pretty evident. They have the best selection of Bibles in the area because she's really intentional about doing that and very knowledgeable about it and wants to make sure she can get that word out to as many as possible. So I would encourage you to be able to do that. She always likes to kind of almost sell those at the base rate that they cost us, which is not making a lot, but it's getting the word out to a lot of people. And so we are excited to be able to see. Our global ministries continues to reach locally, nationally, and internationally. We support 12 missionary families in 8 countries, projects in Haiti, Panama, and Guatemala, and a variety of ministries locally. More than 80 people served in mission opportunities. If you've gone on one of our church mission trips, some of you have gone on outside and you've gone on other ones, but if you've gone on one of our church mission trips, would you stand? There you go. Thank you. If you saw people who stood, so you could be able to ask them about what it was like and what the experience was if you're kind of thinking in that direction yourself. We do try to do about 2 or 3 mission trips that we sponsor. a year. And we have a number of other people within our fellowship who go on mission trips and go other locations and other places. And we're excited about just the opportunity of serving those. Your faithful giving and support of mission opportunities gave us the capability of extending over $545,000 in missions, outreach, and evangelism during the past year. What an incredible blessing to see God work in supplying all that is needed. We can give thanks for that. Amen. That's an awesome thing. In our teen ministry, we have a number of those. I think they meet second service, our teen group. If you are one of the volunteers that helps out in our teen ministry or are one of the leaders in our teen ministry, would you stand? Pastor Brandon, go ahead and stand. You're one of our leaders. There you go. They do an awesome job, and we are thankful for each of those that are invested in that. There were 270 different teens who have come through the door during the past year. So that opportunity is like huge. 142 were their average attendance, 20 accepted Christ, and 44 volunteers who help out in that way. And so we are excited that God continues to work. As we can see, it's a vibrant ministry. There were 10 baptisms that happened this year through our youth. And when I see that whole lineup of teens that comes and stands across here, like my heart just is so excited every time I see that. But we can be thanking God for the work that's happening through that in the ministry that is there. We have our children's ministry, and praise God for what God is doing. If you're one of our children's ministry volunteers, would you stand, please? We'd like to say thank you to each of those. Thank you. 234 weekly average attendance, 99 volunteers who are a part of children's ministry, and they still need more, just in case you're thinking, oh, they have a ton. They don't need me. Yes, they do. 20 accepted Christ, 25 rededicated to Christ. And so we thank God for the way that he's working through our children's ministry. If you've never had an opportunity to see our children's ministry, it's awesome. They do some great things as a result. We set a new record average attendance of 1,496 this past year. I'm sure there were four people hiding someplace. I'm not sure. And just in case you think that you are not needed, we had 1,353 volunteer opportunities that happen. You can be able to see first-time visitors. There were 883, 235 accepted Christ, 90 rededications throughout the past year. So that is like, yes. There were 1,353 volunteer opportunities. So that's just to make sure you know that some of these are filled by multiple, same person fills multiple roles. So like some would like a break and you could jump in and help. Julie is always excited about helping you connect in that way. Baptisms, 47. New members, 40. So as we look at this, these are health statistics. You know, when you go to the doctor and he says, your blood pressure is really high, you go, okay, what do I need to do? Because that means your heart is working too hard to get that blood flowing. So you've got to make sure you try to bring it down. That is a health thing. So when they say, your blood pressure is great, now it doesn't happen often in my world, but when they ever do say that, then I'm pretty excited because that's a health factor. These are health factors for the church. And so please don't get misinterpreted and think we're all about numbers. That's not. We're all about people. And that's why we say, you know, every number has a name. Every name has a story. And every story matters to God. And that's what we really believe. So when we see this, to me, that's exciting. Because I see people coming to Christ, getting involved, getting baptized, and then becoming members and finding their connection and their place to serve in the body of Christ. And so when I see all of that, I can't help but be excited. So praise God for the 235 people who gave their heart to Christ. Tonight we'll light a candle for every one of those who gave their heart to Christ. Amen. And we're really careful about trying to make sure we're accurate on this. So we have names who represent each of those. And so you'll have a candle, it'll have a name, and you'll know someone specifically who gave their heart to Christ. And so that's a very important part. And so all of those that are on the wall represent this past year. And so that 235 that would be there. We'll take those down after our banquet, and then we'll start over again in the coming year to be able to represent that. And so that's helping us to be able to see. We had 134 of those who were local, a new record of 47 people being baptized, and in the last 3 years, 134 new members have joined the church. Seeing lives be changed for eternity is the greatest blessing we could have. Looking at groups, it fulfills the purpose of why we're here, but there's still lots of work to do. We report these numbers just to help us understand how God is moving among us. But we will, and so we can be able to see that many people who've been involved in the group and that many groups that are active here. One of your best ways to make a large church small is getting involved in a group. So finding a group that fits you and you feel comfortable with will help make that kind of difference as well. Your work is making a difference. Would you read this with me? Every number has a name. Every name has a story. Every story matters to God. And that's such an important part and such an important message that we want to make sure we are communicating. God's heart is to reach those in need and those at a point of need. He wants to be a father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows. This is God, whose dwelling is holy. God places the lonely in families. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. God's mission and purpose. I was speaking to a person recently, and they are a professional, and in their context, they were having opportunities to make connections, and they said, I love my church because this past week alone, I was able to talk to someone about Cancer Hope support group. I was able to talk to someone about counseling and refer them, and I was able to talk to someone about our WellFit and the programs that are there. He said, it just feels so exciting to be able to have those kinds of opportunities that you can help people at a point of need and help make a difference. And that is why it is so important. God's heart has always been for those in need and for those who could not provide for themselves. It's a joy to see how God works through your giving and the faithfulness to God. This past year in our giving, as we would look, your giving this past year set a new record of $3.3 million, giving us the capability to do even greater things in ministry than ever before. Amen. We actually exceeded our budget, and because of that, we were able to put $140,000 in on our principal as far as our indebtedness. We were also able to accomplish and support some ministries that we've not been able to do before. And so we praise God for the way he's been working in each of that. We see also that because we take 10% and give to missions, local and global outreach and evangelism, we've been equipped to give away over $72,000 in our food pantry and our benevolent fund. Our support groups continue to offer care for those going through crisis, and our Barnabas ministry, a care ministry in cards, visits, or contacts, made 1,286 contacts this past year. Thanks, Barnabas ministry, for those that are part. If you're in Barnabas ministry, would you stand? We'd like to just say thanks to each of those who are a part of that. It's an opportunity. You could be able to be a part of ministry from your home. You don't have to necessarily be here. You could write cards. You could do phone calls. You could do follow-up. And you could make visits. So it's a great opportunity to be able to be a part of that. So you can find out more information in regard to Barnabas ministry and the caring it does. Here you can see our missions giving, our pounds of food from the food pantry, 90,700 pounds of food that was given away, 15,000 in Guatemala. Short-term missionaries, those who've gone on a mission trip this past year, 80 participate in that benevolence that was given specifically to that. And so those are ways that we're trying to reach into our community and our church family and to help make that kind of difference as well. Now, God's heart, as we would see, is to reach around our world. And the scripture says, you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And so that's why we believe so much that missions is important and valuable, not just locally, but wherever God calls us to be. Because this is what God told us when he left. These are his final words. He said, Jesus said this, and he wanted to say, look, because sometimes people would say, well, I think we do too much around the world. We should do more locally. Well, we try to do those, and we are trying to be balanced in all those areas. But we're trying to also say, here's what Jesus told us to do. So you go where the fields are white for harvest. And that's where you try to do your very best and most. There will be a time, I do believe this, where they'll be sending missionaries to America. And I think we're going to need that kind of support. But it'll be really good if we planted seeds someplace else first. And we'll see God continue to work. Amen. Let me just say, with the power of the internet, this is an incredible thing. We have been able to reach 50 states, 68 countries. It's just crazy. Like when you think of how far-reaching the gospel goes. And so our total site views are 25,000 that have viewed our website. Our staff video, our Frozen parody, it's our largest viewed thing. We had over almost 31,000 views that has been a part. If you want to go on YouTube, you can find, are you still working on your sermon? You type that in and it'll come up and you could be able to see it. But when we look at this, think about the impact that we won't know till we get to heaven. And all those who are being reached and touched that we won't know anything about until then. With the power of the internet, we're able to share the light of Jesus Christ with areas of the world that have never been possible before. During the past year, we were able to reach 50 states, 68 countries with over 100,000 views. God is moving and touching lives. Nearly 8,000 views were on our most viewed page, the sermon video. Pray that many hearts around our world listening and viewing will have their hearts drawn to his.